I'm late, but I'm here. Yes, I'm here. What's up? What's up, Shazam? What's going on, girl?
Oh, nothing, sis. Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Just another week. Hey, yep. Get off me, Yoshi. Get off me.
Work.
Get off. Yes. Sis,
working.
I'm sorry.
Working and getting older. Pretty much it.
But I had to fry some fish because I was hungry. Yeah, so it's still hot in Houston. They say it's going to rain tomorrow, Zan.
Where?
That's what they say. In Houston, they say it's going to rain in Houston. But you know, when they say it's going to rain in Houston, you gotta where in Houston, you know, it's going to rain.
Yeah, Houston is pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty place.
Our kids are trying to say, be acting like they excited because it's going to rain. I don't get excited till I feel a little drop out the sky.
And then it could turn into a catch 22 because that rain might turn into a flood.
Oh, talk about it. My God. I'm trying to be excited about it, you know. I told them, been there, done that. I already tried to be excited about rain in Houston.
You came.
Because what does it, like you say, what does it mean when it rains? Because I've been out there before, and it'd be raining and hot, you know. So, I don't know. Unless you're talking about it's going to be a cold front or something. You understand me? Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, no. How was work today?
It was work. I didn't do too much. I mean, I got things done, but I'm in a position now. I did most of the stuff at the beginning of the month, so now everything is kind of, if I want to leave something to do to keep me from being just all out sleepy, then, you know, I just trickle right along. I do a little bit and find something else to do, then I come back and do a little bit more.
Yeah.
So what's this work?
Yeah, today I was at the copier a long time.
At the fair?
Yes. I was just at the copy machine. Just scanning and scanning and scanning. And I had an epiphany at the copy machine. And I realized I got a word at the copy machine while I was scanning. Okay? But when you scan into the copy machine, you got to scan it and go into the right file. You got to save it under the right name and the right file in order for you to get it at your computer that is not even connected to the printer. So the word is, check your files, okay? All right, while you passing around all this gossip and noise and talking, for example, which I'm segueing into the Kiki situation. You know, Kiki made a video with everybody has begun to post that you know how the rumor starts.
Uh-huh.
How did the rumors get started? Get started by the jealous people. And y'all remember that song?
And people that ain't minding their damn business.
Oh, you ain't minding your business. So, Kiki, which I don't mind her capitalize. Look, if I was her, I'd capitalize off of it too. You understand me?
Because
people don't press the button and listen and watch the video. You know? Common sense said, go ahead and do it. Do a video. You know? But now they got post circulating, talking about her and her baby daddy is not together no more because he couldn't handle her in the video with Usher and Olive. And I say this, all you doing, yo, she ain't got time, all you doing is getting her paid more. So I just want to say we appreciate you. We want to appreciate you. Mm-hmm. We want to appreciate you. You know, ain't nobody got time to be playing with y'all around here. And I got in a good discussion. I'm segueing again. Because I want to talk about some bozoism. We ain't been talking about bozoism. Not like we should. So, Sam, do you mind if we we get into bozoism today?
Oh, no, because there are hopefully people who are listening now who haven't been listening, and maybe they need to know what bozoism is.
All right, now. Bozo. Bozoism. No, let me start off with this. A bozo can be a man or a woman. We always got to make this claim. Bozo,
yeah.
You know, because some people think you're male bashing. I ain't male bashing nothing. A woman can be a bozo. A man can be a bozo. A kid can be a bozo. A teenager can be a bozo.
It's a lot of those.
A mama can be.
By the way.
Yeah, a lot. A mama can be a bozo, a daddy can be a bozo, a auntie can be a bozo, a uncle can be. I'm just saying.
So we're not male or female bashing, nothing like that. We're bozo bashing. It's just to make a point.
I'm gonna have to write that down. Listen, I was in a conversation and got an epiphany about bozoism and inboxes on Facebook. A husband kicked his wife out because he drunk the Facebook Kool-Aid. That's what we're going to call it today. You get on Facebook and you put, come on, people post their best pictures to Facebook. Some of us do anyway. And people get to believing that that's who you are on the toilet, in the kitchen, cutting the yard, that you look like that. And that you be, come on, help somebody. 24 hours a day. You don't. I know you don't. But this is what I call drinking the Facebook Kool-Aid. When you decide that you're going to inbox somebody, because that's why I told y'all, women are bozos too. You inbox somebody else's husband and tell them they looking good today. Now, this is now the wife at home knows, you know, that he picks his nose. Come on now. That he farts. You understand me? He ain't perfect. And wife is there with him. Some lady with a nice profile picture posting. Let's move on. All across the book, now all of a sudden the husband that had his feet on the ground now got his feet in the air, and we talking about wives too, because somebody done served you up some Facebook Kool-Aid. Listen, you bozos. Listen, you bozos. Here, take that, Yosin. Listen, bozos, listen. That's not real. Some of y'all don't need a Facebook account, an Instagram account, a Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, because they didn't change the name of Twitter. You don't need a TikTok, a Click Clock. You don't need nothing. You need counseling. I'm talking to somebody, that's what they said. That's advice be of somebody else. This bozo wisdom. Let me tell you about a bozo accompanied by Facebook Kool-Aid. My God, it's a mess. They will mess their whole life up. You understand what I'm saying to you? Bozo. There's some bozos didn't know they was a bozo till they woke up, their wife was gone, and everybody that they was trying to get to their house in their inbox ain't showing up.
Yeah.
Now, who the dummy? My daughter got a saying. She say, who the dummy? Okay? Who the dummy? I like it. I like it. You know. Who the dummy? You turned your whole relationship life upside down Kool-Aid because you drunk the Facebook Kool-Aid. That lady ain't coming to see you, Otis. She ain't and coming.
And you know what that reminds me of? A good example of that?
What?
For all of y'all who have watched Harlem Nights, y'all know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that dude that called his wife and told her that he was leaving.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though I'm playing.
Oh, Bozo. Listen. There ain't a cure for Bozoism. As a matter of fact, there is a cure. If you that weak sap, if you that Bozo, you that one that drunk that Kool-Aid, I'm going to tell you what you got to do first. First, you got to delete your Facebook. Then, step two, delete your Twitter. Step two is delete your Instagram, because that inbox on Instagram then ruined a couple folk life. Okay? Number three, delete your Twitter. Okay? Now, I'm trying to help you today because half of y'all about to meet up with a bozo and ain't got no teeth. You understand me? And I ain't saying a man that ain't got no teeth ain't worth love. I'm just saying you worth some teeth, okay? I believe. My God. Can I help you today? I believe that you deserve teeth. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm trying to help you. You about to show up at his house, okay? And you're going to realize that the house that he was posing in front of is not the house that he lives in. I'm trying to help somebody. Help. Ooh. Bozoism is a sickness. Do you hear me? It's a sickness. God. Gee. Then you mad. You can't be mad. You can't be mad. Somebody asked me, say, well, That's their fault. No. That's your fault. You saw that man in a 3-piece suit and his face, you know, he had his beard and everything all cut up, and you thought that was an invitation for you to get in his inbox. You saw that lady, understand me, with them Snapchat filters. You understand me? Now let me tell y'all something. I can rock a filter. Let me tell you something now. And I look good without a filter. You understand me? But it's some folks. Snapchat got some cold blooded filters. You gonna show up at that lady house to pick her up after you done just got rid of your I'm trying to help somebody. Hey, you finna get a rude awakening. It's going to be rude. And you're going to remember this broadcast today. You're going to say, Shazam and Queenie told me not to drink the Kool-Aid. They told me not to do it. I'm not drunk. It's kind of like we all, and listen. Shazam, just listen. I'm going to be quiet for a second. Listen. I was telling my son the other day, you don't see very many crackheads no more. You might see, you know, a couple of scouts here and there, but you don't see no crackheads no more. I'm going to tell you why. Because people stop believing that they can't get on crack. See what I'm saying? You know, back in the day, people used to feel like, hey, I can do crack. I can't be a crackhead. That can't be me. You understand me? So they get on the crack. You understand me? They get on the crack. A lot of folks today can't be a bozo. You understand me? And you're a bona fide bozo now. You're bona fide, you know. Bona fide, clarified, you know, you're a bozo. Why? Because you said, oh, I can get on Facebook and not become
bozo. I can get on Facebook and not, you know, hey, take that. And not drink the Kool-Aid.
And not drink the Kool-Aid. We ain't going to call it purple stuff. We're going to call it blue stuff. How about that? You can say it to yourself, hey, I'm not the average bear. You understand me? But I'm going to tell you the story of the downtown crackhead, okay? Then I'm going to wrap this up. I ain't going to be before you long. Downtown crackhead. I was riding down the street in Morag Town, Houston. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Turned the corner and this lady was fussing with herself. Y'all gonna get this one in a minute. She was fussing with herself, Zam. She was in a conversation. Nobody was around. She was in a conversation. Nobody was around. Then all of a sudden she got mad with the person she was having a conversation with, and she started to literally punch that person in the face. Now, if you follow the story that I'm telling, you understand that she was hitting herself in the face, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're saying, well, Queenie, how does this amount to bozoism? Let me tell you. When you get on and you're in the conversation, come on. Yeah. You get mad, come on, with your spouse. Next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
you're messing up your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, a bozo looks like that crackhead that was busting herself in the face. I'm done. That's all I got to say. That was it.
So a bozo was the same thing as a crackhead?
As a crackhead that's fighting itself.
It's the mentality. A bozo has the same mentality of a crackhead.
The same. Listen. Some people won't tell you the truth. But then what you tell people at the end of every show, you tell them at the end. Mind your business. And then we don't even know how to take compliments no more. You understand me? Just because, and let me tell you something, y'all need to start reading into these compliments that these married men giving y'all on Facebook.
And this is the thing. It's not just mind your own business. It's thinking about starting another business. Complete the business that you're doing.
Oh my God.
Complete that business, handle it, be done with it, and then you start another business. Don't be trying to start another business while you at work because something ain't going to turn out right.
Something's going to mess up.
You can't work for two different businesses with the same goal. You know what I'm saying? In the same...
Yeah.
That's like me working for being a manager at Walmart and Kmart. they're rivals. There's no way.
Yeah. And
you can't work for one because, you know, it's conflicted interest because they're in the same business.
Yeah.
You can't work for one and you can't work for both of them and do your job to the best of your ability for each one. Because both of them have the same goal. And you can't give your ideas to both of them because it's just not going to work.
Mm.
Now, it might work initially for a little bit, but when it comes time to start getting that promotion and stuff, then you're gonna have to poop or get off the pot.
You're going to have to do something.
So
you're going to have to do something.
You can't start another business or start another relationship when you still in a relationship. You ain't finished that business that you in. So mind the business that is yours. And that includes completing that business. And once you completed that business, then you can start another business.
Then you can start another business.
Start another one, and then you can start a whole new chapter.
And that, hey, and listen, you can apply that to your business, or you can apply that to your business. See how it works that? You can apply that to your business, literally. Or you can apply that to your business. Listen, y'all getting this information for free. We ain't selling you an ebook. You ain't got to pay $35 just to listen online. This for free. You getting this for free. And you need to be telling somebody to come on, tune in, because I'm passing out nuggets today. You know, you can't get these. Where you going to get this for free? Now people got you paying, you know, for stuff that we tell you free. We tell you free, mind your business. You say, how can you stop sleeping with a married man? I got you. Stop sleeping with him. I got you. You know, I got you. I know. How can you stop lusting after somebody else's wife? Just stop.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. Oh, I can't stop. That means you don't want to stop. You know, don't ask the question unless you want help. See, some of you don't want help. You just trying to waste people's time. You with that foolishness, you know. And I understand, because you've been with that. You in bozo wisdom land. You done drunk the blue juice. You understand me? And you in bozo land. You a bozo. And I know it's hard to hear, because you don't. People get mad when they hit it. Everybody at some point in their life dealt with a bozo. Or what they say, had the symptoms. Oh, if that make you feel better.
The symptoms of a bozo. Yeah, bozo. You're right.
The symptoms of a bozo. You could be, a matter of fact, it's like a functioning, and it's the craziest thing I ever heard. A functioning crackhead. That's the one that can go to work. That's the one that can get up, they be on crack and go to work, come home and on crack. You know, and eventually they're going to lose their apartment and their house, and they're going to be in the street on crack. But let's just call you functioning bozo. You are functioning bozo. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is a good show. I'm here. Hey, you really trying to defeat what I'm trying to do. Listen, we're helping you today. You are a functioning bozo. That means that you have the symptoms. You have some characteristics. Come here. Come get up here. You have the some things that could point it out. Bozos in the crowd, you might get pointed out. You know, I mean, you ain't all the way over in bozoism, but your toe, you understand me? Your toe.
Yeah. Bozoism tendency. Bozo tendencies.
Tendencies. Now, let me tell you what happens when you come out of bozoism. Let's get to the next level. We've already told you what you need to do to get out of bozoism, but I need to tell you the stages after getting out of bozoism that's going to happen, okay? When you look back at the person that you was playing around with and participating in bozoistic things,
just keep coming up. You heard?
You gonna look at that person and say, why was I messing with them? That person? Because I'm gonna tell you what bozoism does. Bozoism blinds you. Okay, makes you see things that are not really there. You look at this person and say, oh, this person ain't got no teeth. Oh, this person ain't got no job. Oh, this person, and because when bozo, and see, some people are bozos, right? And some people got their toe over in bozoism. So you can't see. But once the first stage is awakening, the second stage is regret. You got to forgive yourself. Because let me tell you something. It's many people.
people that have dipped into bozoism, you know, every now and again and thought that they were strong enough to handle it. And some people almost went full-blown bozoism. Some folk almost did. That's why they in church today. You understand me? So awakening, then the second one is you got to forgive yourself because you're going to start feeling bad. Like, how did I? You know, you'll feel like you got a little low self-esteem. You ain't got low self-esteem. You just drunk. You got a, you know, taste of the blue juice. Anyway. And the third one is the best stage of all because now you're strong enough and you're able to tell somebody else how you got out of bozo with them. You're going to get somebody else free from the bozo. I'm telling you what happened. Oh, you're welcome. Share this show with somebody because I know I helped you today. It ain't no master class on how to stop doing stupid stuff. It ain't no master class on how to get free from a bozo. It ain't no master class. If you can, it's like I told my son the other day, Zam, I said, it's people that said they're saying, I've been wanting to go to college. And I'm one of them ignorant people. I just say, well, why you ain't go? Oh, because why you ain't go? Why you just don't walk through the door or go online? You know how many times you could, while you watching a 2-hour movie, you can enroll in college.
Yep. Yep.
It's the same thing with getting free from bozo wisdom. Why you ain't free from it? Walk out the door. In that imaginary, I don't know if I can. Yes, you can. You got 2 feet, your arms work, pack the bag, and leave. What y'all doing is listening to folk tell y'all, oh, so-and-so going to change, and it's going to get better. Just wait. Then 10, 12 years pass by. Now you a bozo. You got bozo.
You are definitely correct. And you know, after you're around people for so long, you start taking on their, you know, start doing what they do, you know, talking, speaking like how they speak, walking like they walk, you know, all of that. And maybe not just full on, but, you know, just little hints of their behavior and their actions, you know, you portray them. So by the time you realize, you know what, bozoism ain't where I'm trying to be, and you get out, you realize that now you have to de-bozo yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So you can find out who you are and get back to you.
Listen, okay, y'all saying, how do I know all this? Let me raise my hand. You know, I go to support group. Let me raise my hand. I, Janice, I didn't even use my alias. I, Janice, was with a bozo and had a toe in bozoism. That's how I know. I know y'all saying, well, how can you tell us about bozoism if you ain't never been there? I've been there. Been there, done that. Hey. Got a T-shirt, a hat, pair of tennis shoes, jeans, a mat, a closet. I threw all that stuff away. Got rid of the whole closet, T-shirt, the cap, the jeans, the socks, the jacket with it heat pressed on the back. Got rid of the whole thing. See, what's wrong with some of us, you don't want to, like, okay, for example, when I was coming out of bozoism, I kept going back to the house to get stuff that I left there. And you know what? Something said, you going to keep going over there, and one day you going to stay over there. So guess what? I left that couch because I was gonna get the couch. I was. I ain't going to lie. I was going to get the couch. He was going to be on the floor, you know. But eventually, if I would have kept going back, see, that's what some of y'all are doing. You keep, I'm just going to go by there. I'm just going I'm going to call. And the next thing you know, you're going to be sitting up in there looking like a gnome on the couch. That's what you're going to be doing. That's what you're going to be doing. Your hair going to be all over the place. You're going to be saying, you're going to be looking at old pictures of yourself saying, look how I used to look. You know, you're going to start looking like them. They raggedy. You raggedy. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And they may not be raggedy, but they make you feel like you raggedy.
Oh, yeah. Leave the couch. Okay, don't leave the kids, because some of y'all saying, oh, leave the kids. Listen, do what you got to do. Anyway, don't say you heard it here. Oh, God. Some of y'all, you trying to get the wedding glasses because you don't want them to have them. You trying to get the, listen.
Oh, man.
You're trying to get the watch and try. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
Let it go.
If I had a cup,
your sanity is worth more than that. Sometimes when you let go of that boism, you have to start over.
You have
to have a clean slate.
And if you're in Houston and you see Southport Shorty, that's how you gonna look metaphorically as a bozo.
Oh Lord, I haven't seen Southport Shorty in a minute.
She ain't seen herself either in a minute.
Well,
but I'm just saying. Next time you ride down the boulevard, MLK Boulevard, and you see people lost in the street, or you see a man in the middle of the street on a green light trying to figure out which way you want to go, that's you on bozoism. Mm. That's you on bozo juice. That is bozo juice. That's you on bozo. Remember they used to say that in school, man, this is your brain on drugs. That's
yeah.
you on bozo. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Mm.
Yeah, I know it's hard. You be trying to, you know. You be trying to be in love, but I ain't got nothing to say about that, but 'cause I ain't against it. I'm just saying.
Just the bozos and bozoism. Bozoism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love Luther Vandross. And he said, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with. Listen. Don't be with the bozo. Love the one you with. Let's stop. I'm going to sing that song, though. I love it. I love the song. I love to sing it. But. No. And I'll let no half a man is better than no man at all. That's a bozo statement. That's a bozo
left half or right
statement.
Half.
Or top half or bottom half.
Top half or bottom half. Front half or back half?
Oh, back half.
None of those are conducive to a good situation.
None of them. I'm trying to tell you.
How you going to have the one without the other? The left ain't crap without the right. The front ain't crap without the back. The up ain't crap without the bottom. The top and the bottom. So, I mean, that's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
It's not even a win-lose. It's a lose-lose. And whoever made that statement, a cliche, is a bozo.
Is a bozo. A bozo.
Because they were dealing with a bozo, and they had to, what do you call it, when you have to figure out a way to make what you're doing seem right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Find it.
Yeah, they were trying to do that. So then they coined that phrase, and you just a bozo, the bozo of bozos.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad. It's sad to see people go down this street. You understand me? And me being a former toe tipping bozo blue juice drinking person, I can tell you.
I never did the social media Kool-Aid, the Facebook Kool-Aid, never did that, but I did have bozo tendencies. I was a victim of bozoism.
Oh man,
I was a victim.
Let me rephrase that.
I was a victim of bozoism, and in being a victim, I had bozo tendencies because that's what I was around.
Yeah.
And I thought that bozo shit half is better than none at all. Yeah, I thought that too. I wish I could meet the person who coined that phrase.
Oh, God. I could see them like they crackhead, like just they probably punching themselves in the face right now. They probably punching the bitch.
Well, I tell you what, if they not punching themselves in the face, the bozo in their life is.
Is in the bathroom, in the shower with it running, punching
it. It don't matter. They could be riding down the freeway in the car, and she in the passenger seat. She gonna get punched there too. It don't matter.
Oh my! Listen. Our sole purpose coming on here week by week is to drop nuggets that will help you navigate your way through this tumultuous world full of bozos. Period. You know, we say it direct. Don't have time to be playing with you because we got, like right now, we only got 8 minutes left. So you know time is limited. We don't have to. We just tell you just the way it is. Okay? Now, I want to know the next statement I'm about to make. I want you to understand that I'm not a hater of the LGBTQ community. So I want to blast the past. I want to blast back to the time where men were down low brothers. Okay? And the wife claims that she didn't know, or the girlfriend claimed that she couldn't tell that the man was gay or whatever. Today, I want to help you understand something. People are sleeping with everybody, okay? People are sleeping with everybody, okay? So while you out there drinking the blue juice and all that kind of stuff, it's stuff out there that'll catch you, okay? I'm just telling you, in Houston, Texas, syphilis is spreading, okay? Spreading. You understand? Hey. Heterosexual, LGBTQ, whoever, straight. Now they want to call women cis, you know, cis this, and you know.
No, wait, I'm not a. I'm. Let me. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Do I need to ask a minute?
Hold on.
No.
I just want to make a statement because I will tell you I have no issues with the LGBTQ. I don't have an issue with that. Some of my best friends, well, I only have four, but one of my best friends, and then I have a lot of acquaintances who do fall into that category, and they the coolest people ever. And I can call them, problem, we don't have no problem hanging out, none of that. I don't have a problem with any of that.
Yeah.
But I ain't no fucking sis. I'm a motherfucking woman. Okay?
Yeah.
So don't think you're just going to come and tell me what you, and this isn't to all of them because all of them don't think like that.
Yeah.
That's not what this is.
Yeah.
I am a woman.
Yeah.
I can give birth.
Mm-hmm.
I bring life into this world. I can. I have that. A woman has that. It's not even a power. It's a given. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm not a cis. I am a woman. Now, if they would like to be called a cis, I'm completely fine with that, which they don't. They and like I say, it's not all of them. I'm not well versed in this because I don't deal with this on a regular. This isn't a part of my lifestyle. As far as I'm concerned, a person is a person, and I treat them as such.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
if I'm cool with you, I'm cool with you until you show me that I have a reason not to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just plain and simple. For me, it's just right there. They are human. I'm human. You treat me the way you want to be treated and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
But
if
I
ain't
no damn
if you want to name yourself, name yourself. You know, because I'm not going to lie.
No, don't put a name on me.
Yeah, yeah, don't put a name on me. Yeah, and then another thing, too. Hey, to each his own. Do not, and one thing y'all do in the community, which, like I say, cool with you. You want to be called what you want to be called. Have the same respect towards everybody else. Okay, have the same respect. Okay, and I know you know a lot of people in the community, like Zam said, not everybody. You know, you want to push an agenda. Well, just be careful how far you push, because then you go into something else.
Fuck all that. I'm not an agenda, so.
Yeah.
Don't even, as far as pushing an agenda, you know, I don't, my only issue is I'm not a cis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then, what's her name? Well, I can't think of a name right now. Look, let me tell y'all something. Lord, I don't care what y'all try to do. I just want to go into a whole. Oh, that's a whole nother show. But you heard it right here. Straight up, a woman. WOMAN. Oh, a mama. Yeah, that is.
And you know what? I have been called some things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to even lie. I've been called some things. But I think I have never been called anything that runs my blood as high as being called cis.
Yeah.
Never.
And she ain't talking about the S-I-S. She's talking about that C-I-S. To help people out. That's what she's talking about. It's on applications now. It's on, they trying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. All right, y'all. 2 minutes left in the show. Okay, Sam. Final remarks.
Okay, you know what my normal one is, but I'm going to add something to it. Bozo, a bozo. Don't be a bozo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a bozo. You know. That's going to be the last thing I say. Don't be a bozo. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. It doesn't matter what your religious, your sexual, your race, it doesn't matter what your preferences are or what you are. Just treat others like you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And then mind your damn business. You can't go wrong. You treat people right and mind your damn. Now, some people, you know, if they treat you a certain kind of way, you know, I don't know how about that pay. I'm kind of like straddling the fence on that, you know, about that payback stuff. But initially treat people like you want to be treated, and then mind your business. You can't go wrong.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Hey, couldn't say it better. Oh, but I can sing it. Mind your business. We'll talk to you next Monday. Mind your business.